Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining this morning. It's 37 minutes after the hour. Hopefully everyone is having a great morning this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Marvin Cease, and it's entitled, I'm Hooked on You.
Lord have mercy. You know, just about everybody's hooked on something. Or someone. Ain't that right, y'all?
Huh?
I said just about everybody's hooked on something. Or someone. Seems like I ought to be able to get a witness on that. Can I? And if you don't believe me, listen to this song. Some men hooked on women.
Oh, yeah.
Some women hooked on men.
That's right.
And some men hooked on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Some women hooked on it, too.
That's right.
And some men hooked on gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Some women hooked on it, too.
That's right.
But, baby, let me tell you.
I'm hooked on you.
face.
Nothing even matters. Oh, oh, oh.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 6 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Sharissa, entitled Any Other Night.
Waiting on you.
Any other night, you would have been somewhere with your friends. Any other night, you'd have had things to do. Ooh. Any other night, I would have been home alone in my bed. Any other night, I would want to see you. Boy, you picked the wrong time.
Had it all, baby. Now I got you know, I want y'all to just sit back and think for a second, yeah? You know what I mean? Now, there's a lot of haters out there hating on people, relationships, and stuff. Don't nobody want to see you happy. They always trying to take your joy and bring you down.
No.
But you got to be the one to sit by your mate and say, I'm going to be with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I did wrong, you did wrong too. You know what I'm saying? But we got to put up with these other shit. The easiest thing to do is just leave. You did. Anyway, check this out. Yeah.
It is 13 minutes after the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. We asked everyone to not text while driving to arrive safely to your destination. It's time for our comedy break, and it's coming from our featured comedian, Aries Spears.
You know what I found out growing up? It shocked me. White kids are just as shocked to find out black kids don't talk back to their parents as we are when we hear them talk back to theirs. Because I used to have a little buddy who would come over to my house on the weekends, a little Nate. We'd be in my room playing video games. My mother used to come in the room on us and cuss me out for no reason. Just scare the hell out of both of us. We'd be in the room playing Mario Brothers. She'd come kick open the door like SWAT. We on level 4. She just, every time, many times that I told you to clean this room, cut that damn game off and clean this room. I come back, this room ain't clean. I'm going to take that Nintendo cord, wrap it around your neck, and stick it in your ass. Boy, I ain't playing with you. This ain't no threat. This a problem. Try me, boy. Try me. My white friend would turn to me offended like, dude, what the hell? She can't do that, man. This is your space. This is your area. She's violating your right to privacy. You should say something. You want me to go say something? I'd be so scared. I start talking to him like a slave from Roots, like, you's going to get Maze in trouble. I like you, Nate. I really do. But my parents is good black folk. They gives me food. They gives me sleep. Now you get away from around here with that foolishness. Get from here. Look, some of the black people chiming in. Let my people go. My mother smacked a white boy. He turned into me. Wade in the water. That's foreign to a lot of the white people. You're like, really? Speaking of physical abuse, before I go, I got to talk about an interesting experience I had with one of my favorite athletes, Mike Tyson. I know a lot of people don't like Mike, but I like Mike. I'm with Mike to the end, which is now when I'm with him. I actually met Mike, man. It was really crazy because I'm such a big fan of his. I did this show called The Best Damn Sports Show, and I'm sitting on a panel, and it's me, Tyson, Tom Arnold, and John Sally. And Tom Arnold puts me on the spot and turns to Mike and says, Mike, Aries does a good impression of you. Aries, do it. You can smell the feces already, can't you? And usually when I do impressions in front of actual celebrities, they all say the same thing. Oh, my God, that was very nice. I'm flattered. Thank you. But with Mike, it was weird because I did the impression and I was like, you know, I love boxing and everything that it's done for me. But sometimes I get very frustrated with the media, which is why I get very tyrannical with you. And Mike was kind of laughing, but he wasn't. And he had like this snarl on his face. And after about 6 seconds, he finally said, you know, if you did that 2 or 3 years ago, I'd have chased you down the street and punched you in the spleen. But based on where I'm at in my life right now, I'm very flattered. Thank you. And after he said it, I was cool, but I can't lie. I peed a little bit. It wasn't like a big stain, just boop, just a drop, but I didn't want to get on TV. Listen, y'all have been fun. Thank you.
Wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind. But it stunk on him though. You know what they say, everything ain't for everybody. But I tried anyway.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl? Didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Independent now, no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's struggle. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's time for gold, you gotta drop it back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you.
Go again.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. We ask you to not text while driving, to ride safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from the OJs, entitled Stairway to Heaven.
Thank you. Thank you. What exists in every corner of the world?
Embraced and celebrated in some countries.
But it's illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider
abnormal?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from torture, discrimination, and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone. You are not alone. LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
Make a change. We are all of us.
Africa with no food to eat. Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
People are talking.